TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx Talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Although the aim is often rehabilitation, most of our criminal justice systems are geared towards punishment rather than rehabilitation. But how much do we understand about the reasons and conditions behind the crimes that people commit? Or what happens when we lock people up? Erin Kelly is a moral philosopher and professor at Tufts University who explains why our current system offers the wrong approach.
If our prison system no longer intends to rehabilitate, what purpose does it serve? As a philosopher, I've grappled with the latest theories of criminal punishment. One is based on the idea that justice has not been done until the guilty get the punishment they deserve. Justice demands retribution. A determination to hurt criminal wrongdoers promises to balance the scales of retributive justice. Yet it keeps us from thinking about why people commit crimes and who we are locking away. In prison, you meet people who had hard lives before landing in prison. Eric Clark shot and killed a police officer. Our society demands the harshest penalties for crimes like his. He was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison. In 2006, the United States Supreme Court heard his appeal. Why? Because when Eric Clark pulled the trigger, it was a desperate attempt to defeat a dangerous space alien. The court acknowledged Clark's delusional schizophrenia, but affirmed his conviction and life sentence. They ruled that his psychosis was irrelevant to deciding whether he intended to kill a human being. Does Eric Clark deserve to spend his life in prison? So maybe there's a voice in your head that says, hold on. Criminal justice is about individual responsibility. However unfair your social circumstances may be, you are responsible for your actions. When a person commits a crime, even if that person is desperately poor, traumatized, addicted, or mentally ill, we owe it to the victim and to law-abiding citizens to remove that person from society and to mark him as bad. Damaged, perhaps, but bad nonetheless. It is this seemingly natural conclusion that the criminal offender is a bad person that ignites our interest in retribution. It inflames our anger, hatred, and desire to punish. And we may even congratulate ourselves for having this reaction. Now, think of someone you know who either committed a crime or was on the edge of serious trouble. Maybe that person was your classmate, or your neighbor, or your child, or maybe even yourself, driving home from a dinner party after several glasses of wine. Did that person go to prison? If not, what if they had? Wow, that would have been awful. She made a mistake, but she's not a bad person. And she doesn't deserve to be treated like a criminal. So here's what I think. Our admiration for criminal punishment isn't really about giving anyone what they deserve. It's about removing some people from society, whether or not they get what they deserve. We don't feel responsible for their problems, and we don't value their membership in society. So we lock them away in warehouses designed for people. We are warehousing mental illness, addiction, abuse, and deprivation. We are twisting our collective failures into a righteous condemnation of people whose lives we deem to be expendable. We don't acknowledge our collective injustice. We're more comfortable with the thought that the people we banish from society deserve their fate. But what if we were more honest with ourselves? And what if we were to discard the idea of retribution from our notion of justice? It is for us, the free, to dedicate ourselves to this work. And it is entirely fitting and proper that we should do this so that we might bring forth a nation dedicated to the proposition that all people are created equal.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Cambridge, England. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Cambridge. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.